This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. State health officials sounded an optimistic note today about progress in containing the coronavirus pandemic amid a gradual increase in federal vaccine supplies to New Mexico and a downward statewide trend in infection rates, deaths, and hospitalizations. State Health Secretary Tracy Collins announced that nearly 9,000 people are receiving immunization shots each day statewide. The state's federal allotment of vaccine doses is increasing from 56,000 this week to 59,500 next week. State health officials say they're redoubling efforts to distribute vaccines in an equitable way to people at the greatest risk of severe health consequences. New Mexico has expanded eligibility beyond initial categories such as medical personnel, nursing home residents, and staff to include all people over the age of 75 and other adults at high risk of several health complications from the virus. About 67,000 state residents have been fully vaccinated, or about 3.2% of the population. Geographic disparities are emerging in vaccination rates as the state publicly tracks doses in each of the state's 33 counties. Republican State Senator Craig Brandt of Rio Rancho raised concerns with the health department that his constituents may be falling behind in Sandoval County, where 6 vaccine shots have been administered per 100,000 people versus 24 in Santa Fe County, the seat of state government. Some New Mexico lawmakers are fed up with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's 11-month string of emergency health orders. They would like to put limits on health orders during the coronavirus pandemic and in future emergencies. A Senate committee considered a measure today that would limit emergency health orders to 2 weeks unless legislative leaders agree to an extension. A spokeswoman for Lujan Grisham says quick action using the emergency health orders have saved lives, that the pandemic is far from over. In the House, a bill by Democratic and Republican lawmakers would limit emergency health orders to 90 days. After that, the governor would have to get legislative approval. The proposals come amid Lujan Grisham's coronavirus-related emergency health order, which had been renewed multiple times over 11 months with no need for a vote by the House or Senate. The U.S. Air Force signaled that it would likely expand existing airspace to train F-16 fighter pilots rather than create new flying areas over the Rio Grande and Gila Wilderness. The Las Cruces Sun News reported yesterday that the Air Force would prefer to extend current operations over Eddy, Otero, and Chavez counties for F-16 pilots taking off from Holloman Air Force Base. The Air Force has said that more airspace is needed to adequately train pilots. During public hearings in 2019, environmental and economic organizations said the Air Force had not provided data that supported claims that overflights and noise would have minimal impact on wildlife. The local organizations also said that the Air Force did not properly address concerns about noise pollution and the risk of wildfires. This is KUNM.